something like this is most discomforting for me, but it's not about me. You asked me a question, why am I here? These are some of the reasons why I'm here. My decision, you know, I checked this with Sky, and the answer was go ahead, so here I am. And I will answer any question that you like. But before I do, what I would like to say is I would like to reiterate what I said to Sean Massey on Sunday afternoon during the second half of the Blackpool-West Brom match, not as reported at 5 o'clock on Monday evening when, as this storm blew up, I'd reacted late. I rang on behalf of Andy and myself Sunday afternoon. I made it an official apology, which Sean accepted. She and I enjoyed some banter together. We left on very good terms. I can't tell you any more about the conversation beyond saying she was in good spirits and I expressed my disappointment that Andy and I, in misguidedly having a little fun, had got it wrong. There is no excuse anywhere for anybody to make a judgment on someone else's ability to do a job because they are male or female.
I mean, you say
it was wrong.
You say it was fun, Richard, but you know, we'd like to believe that. But the tone of it was quite aggressive. And do you honestly believe that a woman official appointed by the league wouldn't be up to it?
No, of course not. It was ironic, Andy. I know what you're saying. I know when you listen to these things, in the manner in which they've been presented, they sound very different. But of course, it was all part of a much wider conversation that that everybody there on the day, in many respects, was having. And I'm quite certain, in dressing rooms, and I'm quite certain because I've been told that's the case. So is football inherently sexist? No, of course it's not. Is football full of sportsmen who enjoy a little bit of lads mag humour? Yes, it is. Is it for me to judge that? No, it's for others. But I don't think football is inherently sexist. So in dressing rooms, in pubs, to make the point, and I'm absolutely certain in many other places on Saturday, there was a raised eyebrow. Now, amongst the things that haven't been mentioned, right at the start of the game, on air, I said, there she is, you know, a female lines assistant today. We wish her all the best. Of course we do. At half time, we said she made a very good decision. One of our studio guests said we all held our breath. We all did. And I can tell you from my conversation with her, so did she. Am I defending what we said and did? No. Let me repeat again. I've never had a problem in life saying sorry when I'm wrong. We were wrong. It was wrong. It shouldn't have happened. It did. What can you do beyond that? I apologised on the Sunday. Now, there are some dark forces at work here. I, having done that, asked, could we make people aware of the fact that we've had a conversation and that both parties felt it was best to move on? I was told no. And 24 hours passed, by which time the world had gone mad. Now, I don't know why I was told no. I don't know why I was stopped from telling people that that's what I'd done. And I remember saying to Ashan, I have to say this, officially, I need to make this official. On behalf of Andy and myself, we unreservedly apologise for our behaviour. It was wrong. I won't tell you what her response was, because one of the things I would like to happen here is I can stand up and have done for 3 days and get battered, because I deserve to be. If the people who are passing judgment on this have any self-respect, they will stop hounding Sean. Leave her alone.
That's important.
This is not her fault.
She lost the game last night, and she's become the story. She was on the cover of The Sun, and that's a very unfortunate.
The cover of The Sun raised my eyebrow, I have to say. I know it was aimed at Andy and myself, get them off. But to put a picture of her on the front page, it was photographed from the angle that it was, in my opinion, not right, particularly in these circumstances. So the people who did that, I think, have some serious questions to answer for themselves. But I'm not here to pass